Hello, my audio boo friends. I'm telling you, this is a beautiful evening outside here in Southern California, in the good old USA. It's 7:20 p.m. on December 23rd. So tomorrow is Christmas Eve, December 24th, and then December 25th is Christmas. Like, no one knows that. Anyway, I was just having a wonderful, peaceful day today, sitting with my husband, my baby Jean, sitting with him all day, watching TV this afternoon, and then it's a little chilly outside. We turned the heat on, we're watching TV, I had a glass of wine, I just made a supper chicken. Oh, I got the best way. I take a small cast iron skillet. I put a piece of chicken in there, you know, whatever is your favorite piece. Like, I had a big leg with the thigh on it. And I put that in and put some red onions in the bottom, a little olive oil, some garlic. And sometimes I put vegetables or other things, but I didn't this time. I put a chicken leg in mine and chicken breasts and jeans because he likes that. And I don't put any onions or any garlic, nothing in his. His is very plain. Then I sliced a potato, put that in the skillet with mine, and then that in the pan with his. I cook his a little different. I wrap his in aluminum foil because he has a very plain taste. He doesn't like a lot of spices and things. He doesn't like any spices, to tell you the truth. A very plain eater, which is why he has lasted to be 82 years old, and in February 18th he'll be 83, because he does not eat bad like me, because I put all kinds of spices in there, and I like all that bad stuff for you, but I'll pay for it someday. I think I'm paying for it now. Anyway, I got that. That was just so nice. Just sitting there and had a wonderful dinner. And then I had a delicious glass. No, I had two glasses of KJ, which is Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, which comes from up around Napa, up there, Napa, California. And I love Kendall Jackson. And I got some Chardonnay on sale today. So I thought I'd, you know what, crack it open and enjoy it. Anyway, just now I had taken the garbage out in the front the trash people go through it, and then the trash men come and take it in their big trucks, and they come on Monday. So I don't know why that was important to tell you, but that gave me the reason to come out front, which I am right now. And I'm looking across the street, catty corner. You know what catty corner is. It's like catty corner from one corner to the other corner on the... I don't know how you even explain that, catty corner. But anyway, it's not directly across the street from you, but like a diamond. Like, yeah, like there. Oh, that's what wine does to me. Anyway, I'm just kind of standing out here leaning on the car, looking around. And I'm looking down the street, and I see three police cars with their yellow lights flashing in front of somebody's house. So apparently someone had more than two glasses of wine. And down there fussing or something. Oh, they're just all driving off, so it looks like I got to the end of that. They're all gone now. They might have just had pulled somebody over. And there's a fellow across the street, and he's... a little hefty, and he's got a hat on. It's like a knitted hat that comes to a point at the top. He's walking down the street. It's dark, and oh my gosh, I just look straight up, and it's 3/4 of a moon. Beautiful. Oh no, there's stars. I can't believe it. There's stars in the sky in Southern California. I didn't think we had stars since it's always so cloudy. So the guy just turned around and is walking back now. Oh, he lives in that house? He's going in their gate. Oh, that's not. What is he doing? It's weird. He's trying to get in that gate there. So maybe he lives there. I don't know. Very strange. Anyway, I could be watching a crime in progress. It took my breath away. Did you notice how I just stopped talking? Anyway, I'm looking up at the sky, and right above me, straight above me, so I have to look straight up, is a three-quarters moon. And the clouds are like, I think that's called a cumulus clouds, where it's all kind of broken up with lots of way to see inside because there's a big storm heading this way, and I think this is like at the beginning of it. And the moon has like this total ring around it. You can see it right through the clouds. It's so... Oh, I should take... I'll take a picture of it when I finish with this. Onions are getting to me. So anyway, I'm looking straight, catty corner across the street, and I see the house has got a lot of Christmas lights. Really nice over there. It's like a Christmas train and a huge snowman. It's all lit up. Lots of pretty lights. I should have done my house, but... I don't know. I never get too much into the Christmassy light thing. You know, it's one thing when you get kids at home, and it's another thing for, I don't know. We just don't do the Christmas thing anymore. Don't even do a tree. Not even an ornament. But I like to look at other people's trees and ornaments. So, oh, I'm looking down the street now. Let's go over here in my really tall, overgrown... I won't say this is grass. Oh, it's so soft. It's, you know what it is? It's weeds. It's those sour grass just full of my front yard and so many yellow flowers. In fact, you could go to fridasgarden.com and see them because I made a video of all of them out here today. And probably a mistake to let them grow, but I don't care. They're pretty. And the grass is not behaving too well anyway, and so what? So now I'm looking down the street, and I'm... Wow, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 houses with all kinds of lights. Santa Claus is the kind you blow up, and then you... I guess you let the air out of them, and they're all deflated all day long, and then they come back and get full of air again, and they're back up. It's so cute! I walked over to the corner... And there is a big, huge Santa and reindeers beside him. And lots of lights hanging from the roof. Huge church, the church down the street. And there's huge Christmas tree. I can see it clear from here. It's way down there. And that house there, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 houses down the street. And I can barely, I mean, I can see it, but I can't see the ornaments. But I can tell that the entire front yard is full of lights flashing. And so it's nice. And then I look up in the air. There's a helicopter over there on the other side. Lots of cars. Lots of people going out to buy gifts that people are going to take back because they don't like them. It's another thing I gave up. It's very nice and sweet to give a gift at Christmas time, but I don't know. I like it like it is now. It's, you know, maybe it's because I'm older or whatever. It just seems like your friends are your friends whether you give them gifts or not. And, you know, I made it really clear that it's just not something I'm really into. If you want to give me a gift, you know, in February, that's fine, or any other time. And, but not just because you feel like you have to. So I kind of like got out of that whole gift-giving thing a long time ago. Probably back in 10 years ago when I couldn't afford to give gifts anymore. When I retired from my school and my business. Oh, excuse me for yawning while I'm making an audio boo. Is that against the law? I think so. Right now I'm leaning up against the garage door. It's funny, when you drink wine, you don't get cold. Oh, I better go check this door over here. Make sure it's locked so my seismic don't go outside and get himself in trouble. Over on the side of my house, between me and my neighbor, I planted a lot of succulents, and I don't know if there's anything here that's really a cactus. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think that's a real cactus. Mostly succulents and a guavi. I have, like, a bunch of a guavi. And some that I just have laying here and I haven't planted yet. And that's been a while. But, you know, they last a long time. Oh, I have... I'm going to go look at that right now. Ooh, there's two people walking around down the street and they have all black on. That's creepy. At nighttime, it's all black. And a black hood. All right, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to look really quick because this must be getting in rather lengthily. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to look and see if my guavi has flowered, because once an once an guavi has flowered, and then I guess the plant dies, so I've been told. Wow. Okay, I'm standing right next to it. See, I can't even take a picture. I can't take a picture of this because it's just too tall. So I'm standing right next to it. I'm 5'2", and it comes another probably 2 feet above me. Yeah, I bet you that's another 2 feet. And I don't see the flowers have come out, but it sure has gotten tall. That's amazing. I will have to come out here and take a picture of it tomorrow. As I walk across my grass, I feel that there's like 10,000 bumps where the gophers have just dug up all the grass. Got big gopher holes. But it's supposed to rain for the next 3 or 4 days. So I just let them do what they got to do. There's like one good thing about gophers is that they go down and then they like kind of stir up the soil, you know? Otherwise, it'd be all compacted, right? I'm trying to find something good about a gopher. All right. I'm back in front of the garage here. I think I'll go inside. I just have a sweatshirt on. I think it must be like 60 degrees outside right now. It's not that cold because, well, I was going to say that clouds keep the heat in, but there doesn't seem to be any clouds. Where'd that moon go? Well, there it is. Okay, I'm going to go and take a picture of the moon and upload this to Audioboo. Thanks for listening to me after two glasses of wine. I guess I won't get cold for a while, so I might as well just go in. Oh, that's a cool car. Got something flashing on it. Must be for Christmas. Anyway, I'm going to go in, take a picture right now of the moon. Thanks for stopping by. Bye.